NATO's accusations and concerns about Iran's missile program and military presence in Syria are baseless. That's according to many Iranians, who say the blatant attack in a NATO summit on Thursday was political, without taking into account Iran's right to defend itself against terrorism and potential military threats.
Iran is at the forefront of resistance against U.S.-Israeli aggression in the region. The world knows full well that without Iran, Daesh terrorists could have easily taken over Iraq, Syria, and Lebanon, and they could have even destabilized Europe.
Iran is the reason why there is a stability in the region. EU leaders should thank Iran for helping to dislodge Daesh terrorists from Iraq and Syria.
It's a sentiment also shared by officials. They reject NATO's allegations, suggesting that the declaration was issued under pressure to appease U.S. President Donald Trump, who voided Iran's 2015 nuclear deal with world powers.
The European Union wants to secure the economic benefits of the nuclear deal with Iran, but not at the cost of its massive trade with the U.S. We cannot rely on the EU as a trustworthy partner and a strategic ally. They will always point the finger at Iran to appease the US and Israel.
The Americans and their allies lie about Iran's alleged threats to mask their defeats in Iraq, Syria, and Yemen. Iran is working hard to ensure security for the entire region. Quite the contrary, the US and its allies are destabilizing Muslim heartlands.
The government spokesman says NATO members are desperate to mask their divisions in the alliance by highlighting the areas on which they have consensus, including Iran's nuclear program and its influence in the region. Bahram Qasemi also says NATO's concern over Iran's missile program is completely pointless. Iran says it will not give in to pressures over its missile program because it is for defense purposes only. Tehran also says it will continue to offer military advisory support to Syria, enabling its army to speed up its gains against foreign-backed terrorist groups in the war-torn country. Haman Nodiri, Press TV, Tehran.